At the ITE virtual annual meeting that we talked about at the top of the show, you suggested three potential scenarios for the future. Would you share those with us and perhaps highlight some of the potential transportation implications for those, please?
The way I set up the scenarios was using a very common 4x4 matrix. So if you can just imagine in your head, you've got a line going across, a line going down that line. You've got two axes of uncertainty. And the uncertainties that I chose to highlight were the level of risk-taking, so low to high, and then system integration, again, low to high. And within that, then you kind of get a low-low, a low-high, a high-low, and you get different combinations of these uncertainties. The first scenario, which was relatively low risk-taking and high system integration, was called central command. So in the central command scenario, this is where we go out to the year 2030, 2040, and we imagine that federal and regional governments are really in charge of the transportation systems in unique ways. And the scenario explores the possibility that the transportation sector could be the center of jobs programs, right? So we need to employ tens and hundreds of thousands of people, and transportation becomes that sector where the government really pushes for job creation. So the central command scenario is really a top-down government-coordinated scenario. Then there is a scenario where we have high risk-taking and high system integration, and we call that scenario transportation experimentation. And in this world, the real estate sector has collapsed. So malls and strip malls and, you know, potentially some central business districts have just fallen apart. Mm-hmm. And what that allows us to do is to reimagine the use of our physical environment. And this scenario of transportation experimentation is a much more decentralized world. And in my presentation at the gathering, I highlighted blockchain technology, which is still in very early days, very much being oversold and overhyped. But as a coordination platform, blockchains allow us to have lower barriers to entry and basically no central monopoly control. So in this transportation experimentation future, there is no Uber and Lyft dominating the rideshare and the transportation network company space. It's open to all. So that's the second scenario. And then the third scenario is high risk-taking but low system integration. So more fragmentation, more fiefdoms. And the title for that scenario was Big Tech Takes Over. So this is a world where we go out into the 2030s and it's companies that we know today. It's the Amazons, the Googles, the Apples have basically dominated software that we use to make transportation decisions, and they dominate what we would expect to be still an early stage autonomous vehicle world. And we imagine in this scenario, if big tech takes over, you could have communities or cities or region that are like dominated by one big tech brand, mm-hmm. right? Our community is Waymo. Our community is whatever it is, right? So those are the three of the four scenarios. The fourth one is just business as usual, right? Low risk taking, low system integration, which I think we would argue is today. So that's one way of looking at those scenarios. You can change your axes and you could say funding and autonomy. You could have axes around climate change policies, electrification. But I think that right now, coming out of COVID, it is really going to come down to how much risk are we willing to take in this industry with support, capital and political support, and then how well are we going to integrate all these systems?
Any thoughts as to which direction we might be headed?
So I probably have a preference for the transportation experimentation. I think that there is an opportunity for us to open up opportunities in the transportation sector for more players to get involved. We will not be able to do that if we don't have a decentralized platform, right? So if you want a city to have, you know, not just two dominant, three dominant rideshare or two or three dominant micro mobility brands, you have to make it open. So I think the decentralization part is very appealing. From a practical standpoint, I think that the jobs side of the central command scenario could be most likely, right? We need to employ a lot of people. And building infrastructure is one of those ways. So I would not be surprised over the next 5 years if transportation funding for large projects were to pass governments around the world.